You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A Russian journalist has been killed in the Ukrainian capital. Arkady Babchenko was shot in the back in his own apartment. He moved to Ukraine last year and was known for his criticism of the Russian government. The case was discussed at the UN Security Council, and the Russian ambassador voiced his alarm over Ukraine's failure to investigate the killings of Russian journalists.
Independent and opposition-supporting journalists are murdered in Ukraine, and these crimes are not being investigated. A Russian citizen, journalist Arkady Babchenko, was killed in Kiev. We expect that the Ukrainian government will blame Russia for this, as they did in previous cases.
Yes, that was Russian state broadcaster, RT, reporting on the apparent death of a Kremlin critic. Now, as of about 12:15, 31st of May, they have not posted an update on their YouTube page to address the latest twist in the story, so instead we'll go to RT's British...
What is the latest twist?
Well,
I'm just going to make that a surprise, revealed?
But okay. I think they already did it in Morning Glory, so...
No, okay. Well,
so... Why do I bother?
Play the next clip?
Yeah, whatever.
Here is the BBC.
Go with that breaking news. I'm going to take you straight to Ukrainian television. This is what's going out on Ukrainian TV right now. In the forefront is the head of the security service of Ukraine. In the background, well, that is the journalist who, it was reported 24 hours ago, had been shot dead, Arkady Babchenko, believed assassinated, and is making this, well, bizarre appearance in that he's alive on Ukrainian television. Ukrainian secret service said that the prominent critic of Vladimir Putin and the war correspondent Babchenko was alive and well and produced him at this news conference. He appeared before the cameras, escorted by the prosecutor general of Ukraine, a day after, as I say, Ukrainian media reported that he had been assassinated near his home in Kiev. It would appear, according to some sources, that the faking of his death was part of a special operation to catch the people who had threatened his life. And in the last 24 hours, some of his friends have confirmed that he feared for his life, and that was the reason he left Russia. Ukraine's prime minister had accused Russia of being behind his killing and had said, "I'm confident the Russian totalitarian machine did not forgive him his honesty and principled stance." Russia had called for an investigation, but said crimes like this had become routine for the Kiev regime. So a war of words between Russia and Ukraine. Russia saying that claims that the Russia was behind his assassination were part of further evidence of anti-Russian sentiment. But as we say, and as I show you now with these live pictures, he is, and it certainly looks like him, it looks as though he's alive and well, and appearing live at this news conference in Kiev. Arkady Babchenko's wife had earlier said he'd been shot in the back as he left their apartment in the city. Now, there are suggestions that Babchenko has apologized to those involved in what would appear to be a bizarre attempt to expose those behind threats to him. And it would appear on the face of it as though that might well include his own wife. He's apologized to those who were involved in the plot to get those behind any plots behind him. Well, look, they're bringing him now to his feet. He's clearly emotional. We've got members of the armed forces involved as well. But he appears unharmed, as we've been saying, and very much alive, and does not appear as though he's under coercion in any way to appear for this news conference. So this is just a remarkable story. He's appearing to object to something that's being said. We don't have a translation, I apologize for that, but we thought you'd be interested to see these pictures, which would suggest very much that the journalist is very much alive. So that's Arkady Babchenko live on Ukrainian television, produced by the Secret Service of Ukraine, and suggestions that there has been a plot to unmask those behind attempts or threats to his life. But we'll wait here. We will hear translations, and we'll tell you what it would appear has been going on. But the Ukrainian security chief has been explaining what would appear to be the most bizarre of plots, which would involve lying, certain to the world's media, that the Russian journalist Arkady Babchenko was dead, and given that Arkady Babchenko's wife also said that he'd been shot in the back, it would appear she too was duped into believing he'd been killed. Plenty more on that story, which is breaking right now.
Ben, what is going on?
Yeah, well, how am I supposed to know? You know, I'm just the neutral corner guy. So yeah, as you heard there, the official story that the Ukrainians are putting out is that they somehow found out this guy was in danger, and so they sort of ferreted him away so then they could bust the people who were trying to kill him. The Russians are saying, or the Russian government is saying, that, well, no, this is just the Ukraine trying to make us look bad. Who knows what the real deal is? I wouldn't be surprised if Russia had tried to get this guy whacked, because, you know, they...
whacked.
Or whatever, God. Murdered.
Sopranos.
Professor.
Yeah, wow. So they lied to Russia.
Yeah, they lied to everyone.
And RT has not had anything on it yet.
No, apart from that 30-second clip, and that was at the time when everyone did think he was dead.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.